For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady. A Hexad of residents recently joined the ranks of recipients of two prestigious state awards. The South Carolina Humanities recently held its annual awards ceremony in Columbia. Executive Director Randy Akers explains how the organization is now honoring residents well known for the work they're doing in the humanities, but also residents just starting to make their impact in the area.
We're looking for people who have done outstanding jobs, well-recognized in various areas. Of course, in the humanities, you think of teachers and researchers and lecturers, people like that who've had distinguished careers in such areas. But also, we think about professionals who run so many of our organizations, such as museums and libraries and historical societies. We look for people who have had impact upon our state and maybe even outside of the state. For example, two or three outstanding South Carolina writers have received humanities awards, such as Pat Conroy and John Jakes and Josephine Humphreys. So we appreciate those who are involved in literature and telling the stories of South Carolina. We appreciate, of course, people who are involved in the history of our state, people that really, to a great extent, improve the quality of life for our citizens in our state. So we're looking for people that, in many cases, have had outstanding careers that have been well recognized throughout the state. We also, last year, started for the first time what we call Fresh Voices Awards in the humanities. And this is a little bit different. Most of these people are kind of beginning their careers, making marks in their community, such as one young man this year, an award winner, is now the Poet Laureate of Charleston, does an outstanding poetry festival in Charleston. People that are beginning to make a name around the state recognized. Many of our Governor's Awards winners, to be honest, have had careers, you know, and the Fresh Voice Award is more for those people who are beginning their careers.
This year, six people are being recognized, three with the Governor's Award and three with the Fresh Voices Award. But Akers says that number can vary from year to year.
It does vary. The most awards we've ever given in a year for the Governor's Awards is four. It's been anywhere from two to three to four. It depends quite a bit on the various nominations we receive. The Fresh Voice Award, last year we had two of those, and this year we have three.
This year's recipients include the Greenville Chautauqua, Ron Days, Stephen Nefay, Marcus Amaker, Marlinda DeKine, and Scott Guara. And you can learn more about each here on our website at southcarolinapublicradio.org. I'm Felicia Eady.